you would turn in your Bibles to Matthew 12, verse 46. We're going to start in verse 46 and read through verse 50. It says, "How while he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood outside asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, 'Who is my mother and who are my brothers?' And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, 'They are my mothers and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father is my brother and my sister and my mother.'" As many of you know, Adam Smeltzer, a member of the church in Bowling Green, Kentucky, recently went swimming in a river and the undertow pulled him down and he drowned. And he was later found. And as this happened, you noticed all the Christians and brothers and sisters of the kingdom that they all, how they all showed love for the family and things like that. And that's part of being a part of God's family. If you look over at the church in the first century in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37, Acts 4, 32 through 37. It says here, "Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, and no one said that anything that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great powers the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many that were owners of land or houses sold them and bought the proceeds of what was sold. And they laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each one as they had need. Thus Joseph, who was called by the apostle Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and bought the money and laid them at the apostles' feet." Here it sees is that they didn't regard anything as their own, and they gave to the needy of the members, because that's part of being God's family, is you look out for your brothers and you look out for your sisters in Christ. And another thing is we have fellowship with one another, and we do that because that's important, because we need to have that brotherly love. And also, because if you look in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." And I know a lot of people in a lot of places that will not hang out with their Christian friends, but they'll be like, "Oh, well, you know, there's a party going on and I want to go to that, and I'm going to stay out until 3 a.m. and then I'm going to miss services the next morning." And that's not fitting if you want to be a part of God's family. Another part of God's family is having a father. And that's a very important part of this family. If you look in Matthew 6:26-27. He says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?" And this shows that our Father will provide for us, that we don't need to worry about things because we have a father in this family. And it also shows that he loves us. And he loves us so much he gave his son. And if you look in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So maybe you're here tonight and you want to become a part of this family, then you can. Or maybe you want to study more. And you can study with me or Mr. Stan or anybody here for that matter. But it's not all easy breezy. It takes effort. It takes work. You have to strive for it. If you look in Matthew 22, verse 37, it says, and he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. If you don't love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, then that you need to strive for that. Tonight, if you're here and you're not a Christian, you need to make that right. And come down to the front as we sing this song here in just a minute. And you can be baptized into God's family. Or if you're already a part of God's kingdom, but you've taken your eyes off God, like Peter did in Matthew 14:29-30. It says, he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the winds, he became afraid and began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Don't be of little faith. Come forward now as we stand and sing.